A statewide poll shows 69% of those surveyed support embryonic stem cell research, but there are obstacles. Carl Gulbranson, the managing director of Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, points to what he calls the state's strong pro-life contingent and federal restrictions on funding new stem cell lines. Both arise from concerns that discarded embryos from fertility clinics are destroyed during research.
You know, until you're able to perhaps reprogram adult stem cells to act like human embryonic stem cells, you're always going to have these ethical issues.
There are also legal issues. Patents on stem cell lines discovered by Jamie Thompson were challenged by a California group, and there's competition. Private funding has helped produce 100 stem cell lines worldwide. Several factors determine which are the most sought-after lines. Stephen Moyer from the University of California, Berkeley, says the prominence of lines produced at the UW-Madison depend in part on current federal funding policies.
There's a lot of talk that when the federal situation changes, the race will open again. And so you could imagine that what's really going to matter is not who won this race for the dominant cell lines, but that all bets will be off when the federal situation changes and we'll have a new race for who gets the dominant new cell lines.
The private entity which controls the UW stem cells also operates as a national repository. Gulbranson says YCell hopes to eventually oversee all of the 21 lines now currently registered for federal funding. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.